commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
In the House of Representatives, the majority whip is first and foremost a vote counter. When leadership wants a vote, the whip needs to know if the measure will pass or fail. And if it won't pass, the whipping begins, everything from simple arms around the shoulder to threats of a primary opponent. But the upcoming vote on Syria is different. It's been decided that this will be a vote of conscience. There'll be no whipping the vote. That's double bad for the White House. First, it means no arm twisting to get GOP members to support a use of force resolution, even though House Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor are on board. But second, and more importantly, it means there is no count of the votes. If the roll were to be called today, no one knows the yeas and nays. That's one of the curious things about tonight's presidential address. The president is only indirectly speaking to the public. He's actually trying to persuade members of Congress. But he doesn't know exactly how many votes he needs. That's like playing football without knowing where the goal line is. And in Congress, you never vote without knowing what the result will be. For those who argue the president is looking for a way out of the bright red line box that he's talked himself into, I'm not so sure. Last week's Senate proposal for 45 days of diplomacy was a lifeline that the White House didn't grab onto. Today, Russia proposed international monitors for Syria's chemical weapons. That proposal has also been tepidly received by the Obama administration. And tonight's effort to line up more votes on Capitol Hill looks to me more like an effort to press forward instead of to back off. A military strike on Syria still looks like bad policy. It's fascinating to me that the administration still can't find a way out of it.